And now to the mystery of the disappearing journalist. Veteran Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has not been seen since last Tuesday, after entering the Saudi consulate in Turkey to collect papers for his upcoming wedding. Saudi officials say he left the building, but his fiancée disputes this and rumours of a grisly murder are circulating. The Wire's Chris Dastur spoke to CEO of Sage International think tank John Bruni. He says it's surprising Khashoggi even risked going into the embassy.
I know it sounds awful, but in the end, he is essentially a Saudi citizen. You know, he wanted to have a Turkish wife. He needed to have a Turkish wife processed through the Saudi embassy. But he would have known the risks associated. If indeed he was aware of going into a Saudi embassy, bad things may happen to him, why take that risk?
Because he had a self-imposed exile from the country. Why was that?
The reason why is because he feared for his safety and he did pour scorn on the Saudi government. He's also worked for the Washington Post. He's a journalist of some high standing internationally. He's not just a Saudi guy and someone that could be easily dismissed. I mean, he had his own networks through journalism based internationally, so people knew who he was, they knew where he came from, and they knew what his burning issues happened to be. And of course, from the Saudi government's perspective, Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince, has been wanting to portray himself as a great reformer, giving women the right to drive, you know, allowing the genders to mix freely in cinemas and things like that. And there's in that sense, in Riyadh, there's a public relations war to try to liberalize or make the Saudi government appear to be on the path toward liberalization. Jamal Khashoggi was not convinced of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's purity in terms of wanting to liberalize Saudi Arabia. He thought that Mohammed bin Salman was playing to a totally different tune altogether. And I think that it was that in itself that kind of is the issue here. So until or unless Jamal Khashoggi turns up somewhere and we know that he's safe, he may be in Saudi custody, he may be rendered to a third country, or he may very well be dead, we won't know for certain. And everything is really very speculative at this stage.
And is Turkey actually outraged about this, or is this more political posturing, especially from Erdogan?
I think it's political posturing to a great degree. Look, there would be a degree of outrage in terms of any perceived break with diplomatic norms and conventions. But again, with diplomatic immunity, you can't barge into an embassy and you can't start launching your own investigations against the staff there, because diplomatic immunity will prevent the people to a great degree from being prosecuted. And if you're looking at murders are peculiar, especially one that, you know, allegedly had taken place with the Khashoggi case. If indeed he was murdered there, sufficient time now has passed, which would then suggest to me that there would have been a clean-up job. And what are you going to do? I mean, even if Turkish special forces were to descend upon the Saudi embassy in Istanbul to look for forensic evidence, much of that forensic evidence, if not all of it, would have been cleaned up by now. So again, we're left with a mystery which will end up not being solved. Unless, of course, you know, the persons in question who may or may not have done anything to Khashoggi step forward, and that seems very unlikely.
Who is going to be able to follow it up? Will the US or UN be able to follow up, or are we kind of just in this sort of area of purgatory with it?
I think that it's going to be an area of purgatory. I can't imagine that the Trump administration will want to get its hands too dirty in this. They are on very good terms with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and the Saudi government generally, and they're supporting the Saudi war in Yemen, and they're doing all kinds of things to buttress Mohammed bin Salman's alleged pledge to liberalize the Saudi regime. I don't think that I can see the Americans pouring too much emphasis on this. They will let the media drive the story to a great degree, and I think that the American position will be, well, we'll just let the media drive the story and see what comes out of it. Maybe nothing, maybe something. And I think that they'll take it on a we'll-see-what-happens kind of basis.
John Bruni speaking to The Wire's Chris Dastur.